with SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. The Pentagon says Iran's missile and drone launches have dropped sharply as the U.S. and Israel carry out combat operations. But Iranian attacks continue. Meanwhile, Israel is pounding Lebanon with new attacks. And Ed Donahue reports on other developments in the war.
Iran has effectively stopped tankers from using the Strait of Hormuz, which carries 20% of the world's oil. On social media, President Trump said the U.S. had completely destroyed 10 inactive Iranian mine-laying vessels, and there would be more to follow. A video clip was posted by Energy Secretary Chris Wright, claiming the Navy helped an oil tanker through the Strait of Hormuz. This is White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt.
And I can confirm that the U.S. Navy has not escorted a tanker or a vessel at this time.
The prospect of military escorts could help reduce oil and gas price pressures created by the war. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Parts of the Midwest faced some severe weather yesterday.
Several tornadoes have torn through parts of Illinois and Indiana, causing significant damage. In an area south of Chicago, downed trees and power lines are overwhelming the 911 center with emergency calls. The local county sheriff's office says a tornado struck down near the Kankakee Fairgrounds before traveling northeast into Aramo Park, where it caused extensive damage. The National Weather Service says severe storms were threatening to bring intense tornadoes, damaging winds, and very large hail from the southern plains to the southern Great Lakes. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
And officials now say at least two people were killed in those storms. The race for the House seat vacated by former Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene headed for a runoff next month. Republican Clay Fuller and Democrat Sean Harris were the top two vote-getters. This is SRN News. The United Nations gets a warning. Correspondent Michael Harrington has that story.
The world body has heard testimony from religious freedom experts who reported that anti-Christian violence is on the rise in Europe. They also pointed out mounting efforts to dismantle or water down religious freedom laws in several countries. In 2024, the last year for which all the numbers are in, there were more than 750 incidents of anti-Christian hate in Europe, a region that had been a bastion of Christianity for 1,000 years. Michael Harrington reporting.
A conservative Wisconsin Supreme Court justice, first elected in 2007, says she will not seek a third 10-year term next year. This gives liberals another chance to expand their majority as cases involving hot-button social issues, as well as redistricting and school funding, loom. It'll be the second vacancy by a conservative justice in the past 2 years. This is SRN News. The FBI found explosive residue in a Pennsylvania storage unit after two men were charged with bringing homemade bombs to a protest outside the home of New York City's mayor. Zohran Mamdani says people have a right to protest, but violence has no place.
I think first and foremost, just to make it clear to everyone that extremism and hatred of any kind will not be tolerated in our city. And that is regardless of whatever ideology motivates any person to commit an act of violence, there is no tolerance for it here. What we want to deliver to New Yorkers is a city that is safe, is a city that believes in the values where everyone who calls it home is considered to be a part of it.
Target is lowering prices on over 3,000 products across several categories. The company said today the reductions will be 5 to 20% lower than original prices. SRNnews.com.